hearts joined at the side, Croatia's flag and Pope Benedict's coat of arms. Just one symbol from Sunday's celebration, the closeness of this nation's majority Catholics to their beloved Pope, who had come on the heels of Pope John Paul II, who celebrated Mass in this very place back in 1998. And they came from all over Croatia and beyond, Bosnia, Macedonia, Slovenia, Greece, Hungary, Italy. Parents and children, grandparents, aunts and uncles, some 400,000 of them trudged through the muddy grass to get to the Mass area inside the racetrack to greet the Pope. Not put off by frightening thunderstorms, they started streaming into the grounds in the wee hours of the night to prepare for the Pope's arrival with a festival of music and prayer. By the time he got there, the rain had disappeared, the sun burning the grass dry. With muddied shoes but smiles on their faces and waving the Croatian and the yellow and white Vatican flags, they cheered as the Pope toured the track in his Popemobile, stopping to kiss a baby and caress a small child. Icons of the South Croatian Madonna of Sinj bobbed up and down in a sea of heads. It was a solemn but joyful Byzantine and Latin Rite liturgy, a little longer than usual because a mix of Croatian, Latin, and Italian. And though the Pope was the star of the day, of course it was the family that was the main protagonist for the church here. Croatian families of all walks of life carried the offertory gifts to the altar, families with small children, with older kids, and the disabled. The Pope encouraged Croatia's families to become small churches in which to live unity, communion, and prayer. He invited parents to teach their children to pray and to pray with them and to draw them close to the sacraments. In today's society, he said, the presence of exemplary Christian families were necessary and urgent than ever. And he noted the challenges facing families today, secularization, which he said excludes God, and the disintegration of the family, especially, he said, in Europe.
Specialmente in Europa, il diffondersi di una secolarizzazione.
Seeking individual and material well-being and transient experiences, he warned, is being cultivated as an ideal in today's world. Love has become a sentimental emotion, often slave to an impulse of immediate gratification.
Si riduce l'amore a emozione sentimentale.
Without a commitment to build lasting bonds between a man and a woman open to life. And in a country where one in nearly five marriages ends in divorce, and a majority believes cohabitation without marriage is okay, that explains a lot. Couples are waiting longer to marry, preferring greater material comfort, and families are having fewer kids, as in many European nations, more people die here than are born. Kirk Archbishop Walter Župan, president of the Bishop's Family and Life Commission, alluded to the problem too. Contributing to the erosion of marriage and the family for him is the increasing popularity of what he called different forms of civil unions that have no foundations in European culture. Here in Croatia, married and unmarried couples enjoy the same civil rights and rights of inheritance. But Pope Benedict called on families to be courageous Sunday. Do not give in to that secularized mentality which proposes living together as a preparation or even as a substitute for marriage, he said. It is possible to love without reserve, and do not be afraid to make a commitment to another person. Speaking for Croatia's Catholics, once afraid to speak out under an intolerant communist era, Archbishop Župan forcefully demanded what he called the inalienable right to live and publicly express their Christian values. expressing hope that the communist period was a chapter closed forever. He called on political leaders to promote a mentality for the defense of life and to review the communist era 1978 abortion legislation, which allows all women access to abortion within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy for the modest sum of 240 euros. May the term progress, he said, no longer be used to describe that which leads to death. Praying that Croatia's families will become those small churches he talked about earlier, calling on families to rejoice in father and motherhood, to be open to life.
Care famiglie, ci unite per la paternità e la maternità.
A sign they are also open to the future.
L'apertura alla vita è segno di apertura al futuro.
And to true Christian progress. In the Croatian capital with the Pope, I'm Tracy McClure.